Of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is a classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to hear more on this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, October 16th through the 21st.
So God certainly doesn't go by a calendar that's off. He goes by a calendar that is his calendar. People call it the Jewish calendar. It's not a Jewish calendar. It's a God calendar. It's not a Hebrew calendar. It's a God calendar. And on that calendar, God gave us, and he circled some dates. Those dates are called, the Hebrew word for it is Moed, and it means appointed time, a fixed time, a fixed date, a Moed. On his calendar, he has Moeds, and the Moeds mean something. We're going to find the first mention of this in Genesis 1, if you'll turn there. And you're going to get this because my grandkids and I met and prayed that you would get it. This is a very smart bunch because they are partners with Billy Brim Ministries. That was not nice to say, but bless the Lord. We do know that you are a very bright group. For one thing, you do know that God created the heavens and the earth, right? That's a given. All right, now let's go to verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. So he put some lights in the sky, a greater light for the day that we call the sun, and the lesser light for the night that we call the moon. And he tied these orbs to time, days, time, years, have to do with the sun and the moon. And so I want to look at two words here. Verse 14, he says, let these lights be for signs. So the sun and the moon are going to regulate time, and they are also going to be for signs. Think about, and stars even, for days and for years. Verse 16, he made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. Think about the star that led them to the babe in Bethlehem. And so these, sun and the moon, which regulate time, are also used for signs. This word signs is easy to tell. Signs. But the next word is seasons. That doesn't mean April. I mean, that doesn't mean spring, summer, winter, fall. The word is moeds. He made the signs for moeds. He's got circle dates on his calendar, and he calls those circle dates moeds, appointed times. And he made the heavenly orbs. Well, look with me at Psalm 104:19. Psalm 104:19. I didn't see this. I've read this Psalm 104. It's one of my favorite ones. But it was just the other day that I was reading it. Or is it Psalm 103? Psalm 104:19, right. I was reading it, and I said, hey, Psalm 104:19, he appointed the moon for moeds. That word seasons is moeds. He appointed the moon for moeds. If you happen to have gotten this from John Hagee, he would have pointed out eclipses on certain moeds on God's calendar. And we're going to look at it in a minute as signs of his coming. I'd been looking at these moons, these signs, for years, since I first read about them on J.R. Church's webpage. And a pastor in, I think, Washington, Oregon, someplace there, he got thinking, when it says, you know, the moon's going to do this and that before the great day of the Lord, the sun's going to do that, this and that before the great day of the Lord, he got thinking, wonder if it could be eclipses. And so he went online, NASA, I don't know how they do it, but they know when all the eclipses are coming. And he looked on there and found out that we're approaching something that rarely happens, when eclipses are going to fall on moeds, God's moeds, with regularity and in a row. And so we'll point those out as we go along. But let's remember this verse, which tells us the moon is made for moeds. Moeds are God's appointed times. Now, I want you to turn with me to Daniel chapter 10. You don't mind studying, do you? We had a great shouting time. And this is going to be a study time. Daniel chapter 10. All the Bible is so vital to us now, and especially the prophets, to know what's happening, going on. How many of you would like to know? Yes. I remember Brother Hagin prophesying, there's going to be a spirit of seeing and knowing. Yes. We're not going to be somewhere on the bench wondering what's going on. We're going to be in the game. Yes. I know all about games. I'm a Thunder fan. Don't do that. Go KD, go KD. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Chip, my son, he's a former coach. And he has so many coaches' illustrations. And one of them is, you got the star player, the Holy Ghost, on your team. And don't have him benched. Let him get in the game. That's a great one. When you have him come out here, get him to tell you that one. I can just see it. Yeah. A lot of church folk keep the Holy Ghost on the bench. Bless the Lord. You know, he's a teacher. He shows us things to come. Holy Spirit, we're counting on you for that tonight. Bless the Lord. Now, Daniel chapter 10, we're going to find this word moed. You can see how it's used. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, and the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. Here they have translated moed as the appointed time, the time appointed. The moed was long. This is the time, you remember, that he fasted for 3 weeks, and this is the time, you remember, that the angel came to him and said, I had to fight with the prince of Persia, and I had to, and he mentions the prince of Grecia. And, but look what he says to Daniel in verse 14. Now I am come to make you understand what shall befall your people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. The moed is going to be many days down the road. I'd like you to show PowerPoint number 10. And when you look at this, every time the King James Bible says the latter days, every single time, the Hebrew says the end of days. And this is the chart of the days. The days that were given, and I'm going to read you from a Hebrew source right here, from the Talmud. The Talmud is the oral, bless the Lord, the Talmud is the oral. For instance, when Moses was taken up, the Lord told him, don't eat blood. But then he told him orally, here's how you keep from eating blood. This is how the ritual, this is how you butcher. And they have, you know, their kosher butchering, so they don't eat blood. There are many, many instances of things that just came out as a one-liner, but then in the oral, which Moses taught to Joshua, and Joshua taught to the next one. Now, they did add things to the Talmud later on, but the earliest Talmudic, the sages, the ancient sages, these are the things that were told Moses. And so what was told them, and most Bible scholars agree with this, most Christian Bible scholars, that God gave to Adam a one-week work week. That God worked in 7 days. He worked 6 days and then rested the seventh. And he gave to Adam a six-day work week and then would rest the seventh. And that he had a six-day work week to see what he could do with the earth. And a day was going to be 1,000 years. We know that from Psalms, and we know that from 2 Peter. That a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. And so this here we have the days of man's existence from Adam. I personally believe that Earth is very old. I agree with science. I think it's as old as science needs it to be. And I wrote that in my True Science, Right Science. I wrote that in my book, The Blood and the Glory. So you can go there and read about it. We won't go into it tonight. But if you want to believe that it was created 6,000 years ago, that's all right with me. Bless the Lord. It won't keep you out of heaven. It won't keep me out of heaven. Bless the Lord. We're not going to argue about it. But we do know that it's approximately 6,000 years since Adam. Well, people say to me, what year is it in the Jewish calendar? What year is it? They think they know exactly how long it is from Adam. They don't know. They didn't even date their civil calendar from Adam's creation until the 12th century.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the classic sermon from Dr. Billy Brim. October 16th through the 21st, assemble together with Dr. Billy Brim for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference held in Branson, Missouri. Save the dates and make your plans now. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings include Kenneth Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To receive a free gift upon arrival, register now online at www.billybrim.org. Registration is not mandatory. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, assembling together with prayers like you this October 16th through the 21st in Branson, Missouri.